Hello, everybody. This is Etho, and welcome back to another episode of the Let's Play series. So today, everyone, I thought we would finally take a break, relax a little bit, chill out. We've been doing a lot of big project episodes lately. A little too much, I think. It's good to have a bit more variety in things, and I thought we would do one of my favorite types of episodes today. These are usually pretty satisfying, where instead of starting new projects or grinding out the giant projects, we are going to do polishing work. So I've mentioned, like, I want to get Sandy City done before episode 600. I also mentioned I want to get better at terraforming, and I got to practice. We've done a little bit of terraforming in our world, but honestly, there is a lot of blank areas that need work. What better day than today to work on this over here? The outside of Sandy City. We just got announced at the Minecraft Live we're getting the desert update, like, really, really soon. Like, before I'm even done recording this episode, it's probably going to be out, and we can add all the new, like, desert grasses and bushes and stuff to this area. This desert section over here also isn't very large, so we should be able to get it done pretty quickly and do some other things this episode. And it's perfect for me for practicing the terraforming, because, like, if I do make a mistake, it's not going to cover a huge area, right? And I can probably undo it pretty quickly. The first big thing I had to figure out is, do we keep this structure here? This is our sand to orange sand converter, which does not work anymore, but it's kind of a large structure. It tells some history about our world. Do I really want to remove that? Not really, but it really doesn't blend in with anything. It's orange and blue and nothing else is. So what do we do with this thing? It's kind of a running theme in my world. Like, that's how people played Minecraft more so in the past. They just built random stuff, whatever they wanted. Nowadays, it's like everything has a purpose and a unified theme to it almost. My world doesn't have that, unfortunately. But we can try to make the best with what we got here. So I do have some bold ideas here to try out. What if we, like, split the desert into, like, the sandy area? And then I was thinking, at this cliff, we're actually going to try mesify it a little bit. Bring in these orange sand colors to the desert and see if we can pull it off. So I was thinking we just start here. You know, take away some of the sand. Put in some tuff to begin with. I'm not going to go with, like, true mesa colors where it's just clay. I want to mix in, like, tuff and some other stuff too. Just for my own unique spin on it, right? So I thought we would do that. Where's all my stuff here? I brought some goodies. I think I want to do a layer of this next, like, above the tuff. I know it's a little weird. Like, this is wood. We know it's wood. But I'm trying to make it look more like stone. Just in the context. A little bit more character to it than if I just used red terracotta, because that's, like, super flat texture. This has some lines in it, and we can also, like, change the orientation to mix it up a bit too. But then it also gives us the option of adding red terracotta to this almost as a highlight, like, to brighten up areas, add some variety to it, almost like the sun shining there a little bit brighter kind of thing. The tuff here I decided to make almost two blocks wide. That way we have a more gradual slope to this hill, like, it'll be more sloped, and then it gets steeper and steeper, right? This also gives us the ability to rough up the tuff. We can mix in some stairs and some slabs and kind of give it some character that way too. Probably the other way, you know, stair and then slab. Do stuff like that, add some layers over here to kind of blend it into the terracotta and stuff. Yeah, so this is gonna be a little bit challenging. If we look at it right now, it doesn't belong at all. Looks out of place. We have to add enough of this where it looks like it's part of the terrain, right? And there's just not enough of it right now. Sand all along on the left here. Sand all along on the right here. And then we keep the yellow sand in the middle kind of thing. I think that's the best way of approaching this. Anywhere we have flat terrain, though, I think we want to keep this yellow sand look. But then try to clutter it up so it doesn't stand out so harshly. Imagine, for example, we change this all to orange sand or clay. Then this building is going to be, like, the same color as it. And we're not going to have that nice contrast between the two, right? Like, we want this to look like it belongs in the terrain, but we don't want it to be the same color as the terrain. So this works out very well, having the orange sand on the sides. It allows us to blend the two together without having, like, some nasty orange sand to yellow sand line running down the path here as we transition to the city. I think it makes the most sense to fill in this water pool. It doesn't really add much to the terrain. It just breaks up the flow of it, I find. It's not really a good feature. If we want to do an oasis, like a proper one, I don't think it should be here because we got the river right
buy it. An oasis would be better suited more inland, like around the pyramid here, like maybe this spot, or eventually maybe we'll get rid of those trees and put like a big pond in front of the pyramid with some nice actual palm trees around it or something. And likewise, I think it's probably best just to fill in the lava pool as well. This desert has a bit of a problem. Like, all around its border, we have this really harsh, sharp contrast between the sand and the grass. I've attempted to solve this by blending them in the past. I did this over here, which I think is a little bit better, but it's not, like, great. Another option is to dither things, where you just take, like, some sand blocks, put them in the grass, take some grass blocks, put them in sand, and try to diffuse between the two. That doesn't really work well when you have very strong differences between blocks. Like, it works great if you have, like, moss and grass, for example, but not, like, sand to grass. So I think the cleanest solution to this is actually just to put a physical separator between the two. We're going to do our mini wall design like we have around the sugarcane farm and just copy that over here. And that way we can make it so that the sand and the grass never come together. So we'll have sand on the desert side, grass on this side. We'll replace all this. And we also still have that option of blending the two. Like, if I want, I can put a border of path blocks around this. And it'll probably blend in a little bit better that way as well. All right, everybody. Well, I think we're a little bit overdue for a progress update here. I kind of got into a building groove. You know, I had some videos running in the background. Just building away, enjoying myself, having a good old time playing Minecraft. It's like, it's very simple work. It's just like you figure out the main style, you try to make little variations to it. But for the most part, you're just like repeating the same process over and over. And it just covers a big area though. So it takes quite a bit of time, a lot longer than I expected actually. But I did go more detailed than I was expecting. But you'll notice a bit of time has passed here. We have falling leaves from our trees because the new update's here. It's the next day. And the update came out, the Spring to Life update. So we're going to check that out in just a second, 1.20, 1.5. But let's view the terrain first, and then we're going to go collect grasses and stuff for it to finish it off here. I think we're about 60% done or so, if I was to put a number on it. So yeah, look at this. Look at what we got going on here. I got a little chaotic with it. It might be a little too much stuff, I'm not sure. I kind of want it to look a little bit like an overgrown area, like not a super well-traversed section, more like Badlands kind of thing. I also know people don't really like this orange sandstone color, so this is going to be a hit or miss with you guys, I think. But overall, I think I do like it quite a bit. So the tuff worked out really well, I think. You can see I got the slabs in there, I got the stairs. Little height variations in places just to change things up, make it seem more natural. In a couple places, I scattered some rocks out a little further as well, just to blend it more into the desert. This area, I haven't really done anything with yet. I want to go get the grasses for that. But over here, you know, we got the... No! I didn't mean to click there. Oh, I got a backup. Okay, whew. Last one. Yeah, we just got like some random leaves mixed in, spruce leaves, birch leaves, oak leaves. You get a nice variety of colors, because I am actually in a desert. And then I have this as like a dried out plant kind of thing with the mangrove, stuff there, the sticks. You got some pods all mixed in with the dirt, and there's coarse dirt, rooted dirt, whole lot of variation in this. We got sea pickles to look like little mini cacti or little desert plants. I don't know. They're pretty cool because you can put them anywhere, which is nice. We also have the dead bushes, which can go on clay. Tried scattering some acacia buttons to just look like little pebbles, which I think I like. But yeah, if we go over here, you can get more of the full effect of what it's like having some of the desert sand in the middle and the stuff on the sides. I think that worked out pretty good. I'm happy with that. Up over here, you see I got started, but it's like not finished. I didn't put anything up here yet. I don't know how high up on the mountain I want this to carry on. Originally, I planned on putting a path here that would connect up to this mountain area. It's actually kind of a tragedy of my world. Like, I was so excited about these mountains when I first made this world, and I've done nothing with them. Like, this was crazy terrain back in the day, and I never actually built anything over here. It's kind of sad. So, yeah. Just like the ice farm and stuff up there. Uh-huh. You see we got the walls all around the city. did that over on this side as well. But we can like also add bushes and stuff in front of this wall, and that'll help blend it in more. We just haven't got that far. On this side, you can see we roughed it up as well. I added in a bit of an area here. Another one over there. I might want to add one more over there, because again, we have to have enough of it where it feels like it's actually terrain and not just like one little spot. And for the most part, it's starting to feel like that, like it's good, but I almost think we need something here too. I don't know if you can hear that, but it's pretty cool. They added in ambient sounds to the desert. It's like grains of sand bouncing in the wind kind of thing. It's pretty cool. We have a decision to make, everybody. I'm going to leave it for this episode, but do we tear down this desert well? This is a hard one for me. I'm on the fence on it. I want to see what you guys say. This is, again, one of those history things. Like, this has been here for years. The backstory on it is when desert wells got released in the game, I was sad none of my deserts were going to get them. So I built it myself here. I put lava in it to get, like, your guys' attention. And then I trapped it with a button. So I used to always like add a new way of killing you guys in my world downloads. Because back in the day, you used to explore in survival mode. Like creative wasn't really a thing back then. So I would always try to find a new way to kill you guys every world download I'd release. This was one of them. But, you know, do we keep it? Oh, it's hard to say. Like, it's going to make this area ugly if we do. And it's not like that thing where I didn't build it myself. Like, this is the design in the game kind of thing. So I'll see what you guys say about that one. But anyways, I want to take a little break from the terraforming here and check out some of the new features in this update. There's quite a few, actually. It's mostly an artist update, like new textures and things, but they're very good textures. So I'm pretty excited about this, and it's perfect for what we're doing here today. So one of the things we got was a pink cactus flower that grows. I don't know how that grows. Like, if I plant a 3-tall cactus, actually, let's make all these 3-tall. We'll make rows of things here. I don't know if these will then grow the pink cactus flower, or does it grow, like, is it when this grows it instantly makes the flower on top? I'm not sure. So I'm gonna run a couple tests here. We'll do some 2-tall ones, we'll do some 1-tall ones. Did you see that? That one just grew. It just grew. We got our first cactus flowers, everybody. Oh, and they look so nice. That's a really good color for them. It's like not too neon pink. It's more like a something you would actually see in nature, I would say, which is cool. And it's a full block flower. A lot of the flowers in this game are kind of small, and they look a little weird because of that. But I like how they're adding bigger ones now. So they did grow on the 3-tall, and they did grow on the 2-tall. Without having to grow the cactus first. Now, if we put a block next to it, does that harvest it? No. Okay, let's try piston. I'm assuming the right way of doing this is to break the cactus and then the flower pops off, probably. But let's try the piston, just because I want to know. Oh, you can use pistons. Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's big. That's big. That means farming these is going to be a lot easier than I thought. Okay, cool, cool. Let's also try what I just said, where you pop off the cactus. Yeah, and then it falls off too. Okay, cool, cool. Oh, there's another one. They grow pretty fast, actually, like a little faster than I was expecting. I just took a peek at what the Minecraft Wiki had to say about the cactus flower. It's pretty interesting. So cactus grow every 16 random game ticks they get, and then it'll grow taller, right? With the flowers, it's on the 9th game tick they attempt to grow a flower. And it has a 10% chance at the 1-tall or 2-tall stage that it'll get a flower on top. If it's 3-tall, it has a 25% chance. So it increases quite a bit. And then once it gets the flower, it doesn't grow anymore. The cactus is done until it pops off. Apparently, like if I pop that flower off the 3-tall cactus, it's not going to grow another one either, which I want to test that out just to be sure. You have to actually break one of the cactus blocks to get another flower. So we got to figure out a few things here. So I'm gonna try some things here. I'm gonna put this above here to indicate I have broken the flower. You can just punch them. We'll see if it gets another one over there. I also just want to see if these will grow flowers if there's a block above. Also, I want to see if, like, the three talls keep attempting to grow the flower. Like, is it just, like, a one-time 25% chance if it fails, you don't ever get a flower? Or is it, like, it keeps trying until it finally grows one? While we're waiting for that, I want to try out a few things here. Can we eat the cactus flower? Because in real life, you can eat, like, cactus flowers, you can eat cactus fruit, cactus itself, if you deprickle it, for a lot of species here. So if I hold right-click, nothing. Can't eat them. Okay. We can, it looks like, turn it to pink dye. You get one. Interesting. Can we place them on the ground? This is the big one. Can we use them as decoration? You can. Oh, yes. On desert? Yeah. Is it any block? Or is it only, like, dirt-like blocks? Any block, guys. Wow. This is going to be a big item. You don't even need shears to pick it up again if you mess up. That is huge. Flower pots. What about flower pots? We got to figure it out. No flower pot. Interesting. That's an odd choice. Okay. And if we smelt it, can we smelt it? Oh, I thought I couldn't go in the furnace for a second there. I was like, wait a second. Did they make some big change? No, it's not smeltable. Wow, you really can put them on anything. It just needs to be like a flat surface, I think. But it can be like on an end rod. It can be on a chain. I think this one actually looks really good. It's like a raised pot kind of thing or something on the lightning rod there. You cannot put it on like anything that's smaller than a block, though. Like, I can't put it on a candle. It doesn't seem to let you put them on leaves. Like, dripstone smaller than a block, so you can't put that there. This doesn't have a flat surface at that level, so you can't put it on the composter. That makes sense. You can put it on, like, other plants. I think it looks pretty good on the melon. I haven't tried all of these yet. Kind of an interesting one. On the pot. Yeah, you don't even need, like, a pot on there. Kind of looks cool. Does it get moved with the piston? Breaks off. Okay. Anything smaller than a block, like a honey block? Nope. Mud? It's kind of dirt-like. Oh, okay. Okay, there's some rules to it then. Even soul sand, so that's smaller than a block as well. Cactus destroys everything, right? Does it destroy the flowers when it touches them? Oh, it does. By the way, this is totally unrelated, but I just found this out the other day, and it blew my mind. I did it by accident, and it's one of those things I think most people probably know, and I just didn't for some reason. But if you don't know it, you can put moss directly on top of water. I had no idea. It's like a support for it, which makes sense. It kind of looks like algae that way, I guess, right? Yeah, you can't like right-click it on the water, though. So another really cool thing we got this update is dried leaves. We can take any leaf block. I don't think mangrove roots. No, not mangrove roots. But I think anything else. Throw it in a furnace and it'll dry it out. I'm just going to throw in a bunch of these in my super smelter as we're doing this. And it will give you one. Oh, it's called leaf litter. I wasn't sure what the final name was. And I think it works with like pretty much any type of leaf. Yeah, progress bars go in there. Azalea, yeah, oak leaves, yeah, so basically all the leaves. And then we get leaf litter. Now, can we put these anywhere? Yes, we can. Okay, that's so good. Oh my goodness. I think this might be the most widely used block we got out of this update. Like, we're going to use this all over the place now. It is such a good decorative item. Yeah, I'm thinking this leaf litter stuff is perfect for this transition between our mesa and like the desert sand. We have this area with some bushes and things in, so it would make sense there would be leaves there. And we're going from dirt to sand, so it's that brownish color. This is like the in-between color of the two. And I wanted to scatter some of it on the desert sand, some of it on the dirt. Now, to be honest with you, I do worry a little bit about this kind of stuff. Like, don't get me wrong, I love the freedom of being able to place, like, exactly where you want the leaf litter in the four spots on the block and stuff, right? Like, there's so much control, it's great. At the same time, it reminds me a little bit of micro blocks. Like, we love micro blocks, but we also hate them because it just takes so much time to control things when you get to that fine level of detail. You have to set a limit somewhere, I think. And I think this is like just on the border of what's acceptable. This is my first attempt. I might need to change things. I'm not sure. I was just sort of randomly placing them at first, trying to cluster them up a bit, but for the most part, just random. And then I got thinking, like, maybe there's some tricks I should be doing instead. Like, I realized, like, oh, I kind of like this. Like, you scatter leaves around the dead bush, like it lost its leaves. That's kind of a cool way of using them. Or putting them next to these roots, like it's a dead plant, right? There should be leaves next to it. Found out you can put leaves on the plant. I think that looks pretty good, too, on the roots there. You can't put it on regular leaves, though, just on the roots. The other thing I realized is, like, a lot of times in real life, you'll see leaves in a corner. Like, the wind pushes them, and they kind of circle around. So you should never really put them like this, because in reality, it would be more like that, right? Where they gather in the corner. Oh, snap. Okay, I was just looking at the change log, and there is something in this update I totally missed. There's a new type of short grass, apparently. I don't know if we can just grow it, or do we have to go find it? We might have to go find it. Oh, no. Okay, panic mode, panic mode. What's going on here? What? Are they safe? Please be safe. Oh, I hope I didn't lose any villagers. As long as they... No, I think I made this so it's impossible for them to drown, actually. I think they're fine. As long as they don't crush each other. Why are they not moving through here? What's wrong here? Man, I just wanted to fix my elytra wings before we went exploring and get some food. And now we gotta figure out how to fix this. So I just made a creative copy of our world. We're not in our survival world right now. I think we keep the water there, but then we make this one flow further. Let's try here. It's not far enough. He's not getting up there. So let's go one closer. We want the water to be lower so they don't hit their head on the trap door. But we still need them to be able to get up that every time. That seems to work. Okay, we're back in the Let's Play world. It seems to be a simple fix here. I found a better one even. The problem seems to be with the bubble column above the soul sand block. They're interacting with it differently. I don't know if it's stronger or something, but yeah, they're getting stuck. So all I gotta do is switch this out with a glass block. And all is good in the world, I think. I don't remember why I had a soul sand block there originally. It might have been like a minor time-saving thing. I'm not sure. All right, cool. We are back in business here. All is good. Oh, and by the way, I want to take a moment here just to make a correction to myself last episode. I made a mistake. I spread some false information. I hate it when I do that, but it happens every now and then. I mentioned I wanted to use wolves in our trial chamber farm for the skeletons so that we would get extra bones if we were holding a looting three sword when the wolf made the kill. It used to work that way in the game, but I got a comment about it. Apparently it doesn't work that way anymore. I tested it, and sure enough, you don't get the looting effect from wolves anymore. The only advantage a wolves have is they count as a player kill, so you get XP and any player-specific drops, which strays and that really don't have anything. So there's no advantage to using wolves in this. I'm going to switch to something else. All right, everybody, we are going to go do some exploring now. I just found the desert grasses here. We're kind of around the trial chamber farm area. There's some mesa around here. Oh, does it? I think it's just because it's on the edge of the desert here. We got some in the mesa. I don't think this stuff actually spawns in the mesa, right? We do get the new cactus flowers in the mesa, though. That's cool. Oh, yeah, this is a good area. Lots of it over here. Pretty sure you can bone meal this stuff, so I don't need to really get much. So right over here is where we came up from the trial chamber farm. There is a birch forest next to this, and I want to try to get the wildflowers. But I have a feeling we were too close to this, and it pre-generated already. Will we find anything special in a swamp? I think we're looking for a river for the fireflies, right? This looks like a river here. Let's follow this for a bit. See if we see anything. Again, I might have been here already, though. I can't remember. Oh, more birch forest. Keep an eye on the ground. No, I don't see any. Looking for those flowers. Oh, it keeps going here. Okay, we're definitely going to find it here now. Right? Please? It's kind of hard to find birch forests usually, so I'm kind of letting you to find one right now, but I just don't know if I've been here before. Wow, this is a big birch forest. My goodness. I am not seeing any flowers, though. Oh, no. I'm sad. That's also on fire over there. This is all new. Where are my flowers? Okay, we got a witch hut. Is it a dual witch hut? I doubt it. I have never found one of those. Oh, there they are. We got them. Oh, my goodness. Where have you been hiding? They are pretty rare. Or else maybe they just need to generate lower in the terrain or something. Because I could not find any up there. Cool. Okay, we can bone meal these two, I'm pretty sure. Oh, we got leaves on the ground. There it is. Oh, snap. Okay, so it spawned in the forest here with the leaves. Yeah, let's see if we can bone meal these. Oh, weird. That's not what I expected. Oh, and it won't let me do it now because there's stuff in the way. Yeah. So it kind of spreads. If you punch it, you don't get it. You got to shear it. Yeah. Okay. Cool. It's a simple thing, but I do really like how they did this. So they added like fallen trees and forests now. I guess there's a stump too. I didn't know that. So they make it look like it fell down or got chopped down and got left behind. That's a firefly bush. Oh, yes. Yeah, so they spawn near water and I think near, like in swamps and stuff. But that other swamp we must have been to before. Cool. Do we need to place these by water? No? Okay. And, oh, it spreads just like the other thing. What's the other one called? Just a bush. Uh-huh. Cool. All right. We're going to bring this stuff back home. We'll play around with it there. We made it back home here. I farmed up a couple of the things we got, and it is nighttime now in the desert. Let's check out these firefly bushes. They are affected by the lighting level. So if it's dark, I think they emit the fireflies then. They kind of sparkle. That's pretty cool. They do anything else? I thought they have like some particle thing. Oh, I guess it's kind of light here. What's the light level? 15 sky, 5 block. I wonder if they have to be like underground. Oh no, it's going. Look at that. So wherever you place them, they emit these little firefly particles. It's pretty cool. Get a couple of these. They actually go really well with our desert too. I think in like a forest, it might not match, but with the browns and stuff we got here, it's pretty good. We can't place them on sand though. Sneak one in over there. I gotta say, I really like them, like more than I was expecting. They're pretty cool. They add a bit of life to the area with the animation. They add the particles. I was worried the particles would be a little overwhelming, but they're not bad, honestly. All right, let's try something here. So another thing you can do with them, apparently, is hide them underground in a dark spot, and then they will emit their particles, and you don't have to have the bush. Like, if you just want the particle effect, I think the more of them there are, the more particles you get, too. So if you do, like, a 3x3 of them, we cover this over. Like, right now, we won't get any particles, but once it gets dark under there. Yeah, look at that. We're starting to get them. That's cool. Like, you can add atmosphere to any of your builds that way. I like that. Now, I want to see, like, can we control it with redstone as well, like with a redstone lamp? Yeah, we got a redstone lamp in the middle. I'm going to remove these corner ones because I think it's a light level of 13 or below where they start emitting particles. So it's 15 at the lamp, 14 there, and then 13 in the corners, which is too dark. So if we do it like this, we keep this lit up with the lamp. Does that stop the particles? Wait for them to disappear. Yeah, all the particles are gone. And then if we want particles, turn the lamp off. There we go. Oh, that's so cool. I gotta say, I'm really impressed with this update. Like, they had such a fast turnaround rate on it, and like everything they delivered is peak quality. Let's check out the grasses. This is the main thing I wanted today, actually. I haven't even placed any yet. So these, I got a little surprised. I thought they were going to work like ferns or like the short grass, but you can hold right click and they spread as well. but they also grow taller. Yeah, that's neat. I like that a lot. Whoa, okay, that's crazy. Those plants make a huge difference, don't they? I didn't really place them too well, probably. I just kind of scattered them to try it. But I do like them. I'm not sure. It's going to be a bit of a learning experience figuring out how to do this the best way. Maybe I got to cluster them more. I'm not sure. But it's going pretty good here. Unfortunately, we are not going to get it all done today. Nope. We still got quite a bit left to do. What I want to do is mix in some sandstone in the desert as well, just to rough it up some more. We have this area over here where I feel like we shouldn't just put plants. I think we need a structure here. Like, I might do a farm for this over here. Just a little tiny structure would be cool to make that feel like an important area. I want to add a couple more trees. Well, we have no trees. I want to add some trees to the desert. Just sparse, like, spread out trees to kind of make it feel a bit more complete. Maybe two palm trees in front of the gate there would be cool. And yeah, it's coming along though. Maybe dead tree branches on the ground would be neat as well. Like, you often see those in deserts because it's so dry, the bacteria and stuff can't really decompose things, and you get all this like dead wood around. Oh, and we can add stuff in here. Oh my goodness. I didn't even think about this. We got Sandy City we can improve too. Oh, I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be fun. Oh yeah, and before we wrap it up, let's talk about the cactus flowers. So I found it'll grow flowers even if there's a block above. It's not like some crops that won't grow if there's a block above. So that's all good. It'll try grow the flowers once, but then it doesn't keep trying. It has to grow a cactus block before it'll attempt it again. And that also means, like, you can't just, like, pop off the flower and then expect another one to grow. You have to break a cactus block to get another flower. But when you break this one, it can actually spawn here before it grows. It's a little weird. There's, like, three outcomes you gotta watch out for. If it's, you can get a 2-tall with a flower, you can get 3-tall with no flower, and 3-tall with a flower. And you have to design your farms to be able to handle these three situations, basically. Which is a little harder than it might sound. Like, you might think you could do something like this. That got the cactus block and the flower. So that handles these two situations. But this does not handle this situation. Doesn't break the flower. So you gotta think that about that kind of stuff when you make your farms. Probably flying machines are going to be the way to go with these. But I did come up with an interesting idea here that I like quite a bit. We might build this next episode. Basically, all it is like a double extender for the pistons and slime blocks. So we have the button there. You could hook that up to a timer. I think like every 30 to 35 minutes is probably ideal. And then 2 ticks, then it goes up the stairs here to the top piston. And that's all there is to it. You can connect them together linearly with a repeater in between. And then if we hit the button, the cool thing about this design is it's like 100% efficient. You don't lose any cactus flowers landing on cacti because it launches them away. And then you could just catch them in a water stream against a wall or something. I like this because it's pretty fun. Like, it launches the items and you can make that visually appealing in a lot of different ways. But if you don't want that, if you just want the resources, you know, just smash them against the wall and drop them in a water stream or a hopper or something. All right, everybody, it's time for the comment of the day. This one says, "Hi, Etho, I love your videos. This might be a weird question, but it's something I've been wondering since you seem to enjoy science and how things work. What do you think of quantum physics?" Ooh. Yeah, so I do really love science stuff. Like, I try to watch a science video on YouTube every day. Yesterday, I watched one on blue LEDs and why they were so difficult to create originally, and the guy that did it and all that stuff. Found it fascinating, right? I love that stuff. Anything science related, whether it be learning about animals, about space, ocean, computer science, physics, chemistry, food science. Oh, don't forget food science. All that stuff is great. I love it. Quantum physics, I have seen some stuff on it. I got a little bit of a grasp of it, but I think it's probably the one I understand the least. Probably because it's one of the more confusing subjects. But also, a lot of people talk about it. It's one of the more theoretical ones, I would say, subjects. It's hard to for people to show and prove stuff when they talk about it. So you always wonder, like, what's true, what's not, right? And I also noticed a lot of experts or so-called experts say one thing and then another one says another thing, and it's really confusing. Like, is quantum entanglement instant or is it at the speed of light? I've heard both. I don't know which one's true. Yeah, so it's very interesting, but it's also very confusing is probably the best summary. But yeah, if you're not currently like taking time to actively learn about things, whether it be reading wiki pages or watching YouTube videos or whatever, however you want to go about it, I highly recommend it, though. It's very fun, it's interesting, and honestly, I think it's very beneficial, too, like to know some general knowledge about stuff, like especially medical things and financial things, why we as people do the things we do, like what makes us tick. All that's very, very good to know. It might help you solve some problems in your life and recognize problems before they become big problems. You know, take the time, learn it. It's good for you. That's going to do it for this episode, though, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. Until the next one, you take care. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.